Okay, my final thoughts before the big fight in a few moments. Tyson Fury versus Dillian Whyte. Now, the case for Tyson Fury winning, at least for me, is if he sticks to a game plan similar to the one he implemented against Vladimir Klitschko or even Deontay Wilder in the first fight, then he should be able to box his way to a fairly comfortable points win. But if he decides to come out and push the fight like he did in the second and third Wilder contests, then I think he's dicing with danger and he's asking for trouble. And if he does that, I wouldn't at all be surprised to see Tyson Fury get hit, hurt, and maybe even dropped. The issue for me, for Dillian Whyte, is that although he's good with counters in the pocket, and he really is good with counters in the pocket, if you go and watch Dillian Whyte against Marius Wack, even though that was overall a subpar performance, in the early rounds against Wack, Dillian Whyte demonstrated a boxing technique which is very reminiscent of a Mike McCallum, which is where Dillian Whyte gets his moniker from, the Body Snatcher, another Jamaican fighter, a great fighter. And also James Toney. He clearly has been studying, or had for the Marius Wack fight, clearly been studying their styles, and he implemented a pretty decent version of a James Toney slash Mike McCallum boxing style against Marius Wack in the early rounds. Marius Wack, of course, around the same height as Tyson Fury. Wack was walking Whyte down, and Whyte was hitting him with a jab, and then he was countering Wack with right hands, hard right hands too, straight right hands, left hooks. And once he landed one counter, he would start combinating. He'd put shots together. He'd go to the body, upstairs, downstairs. Quite impressive combination punching from Dillian Whyte in that fight. I don't recall seeing Dillian Whyte box quite like that in any other fight. Maybe I'm not remembering something. But if he implements that style of fighting, that Midwest James Toney, Mike McCallum style of fighting in the pocket against Tyson Fury, I think he can have a lot of success. Dillian Whyte's punches in the pocket when he's at mid and close range are surprisingly fast and powerful. Okay, well, we know that Dillian Whyte's powerful, but they're surprisingly fast and sharp. So if I were in Tyson Fury's corner, I would not advise engaging at mid or close range with Dillian Whyte early in the fight when Whyte is still fresh and his head is clear. If Dillian Whyte gets tired or if he gets hurt, then maybe Tyson Fury can push on the inside and start to bully Dillian Whyte and get some things done. But when Whyte is still fresh and his head is still clear, engaging him at close range or mid-range, I personally think that's just asking for trouble. I'm not saying Tyson Fury can't have success doing that, but as I say, Dillian Whyte has a lot of tools when you engage him in that type of fighting. And although he wasn't able to put a dent in Marius Wack, Marius Wack has got the best chin in the heavyweight division, as far as we know. He's never been down. He's been stopped, corner retirement and all that, but he's never been down. The guy's chin is unbelievably solid, okay? Tyson Fury doesn't have a chin as good as Marius Wack. Nobody does. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Tyson Fury if he decides to engage on the inside when Dillian Whyte is sharp and fresh like that and gets hit with the same kind of combinations that Marius Wack got hit with. I suspect Tyson Fury is going to be hurt and he may well go down if he decides to do that. So for me, it all depends on how Tyson Fury chooses to approach this fight. Although, I'll add a caveat. There's a lot of people picking Dillian Whyte to win here. Now, they are not members of the boxing fraternity for the most part. In fact, I would say about 99% of the boxing fraternity in terms of pundits, journalists, boxers, trainers, promoters, etc. I'd say about 99% of them are picking Tyson Fury, and they're picking him to win in dominant fashion. Most of them are actually picking him to knock Dillian Whyte out in dominant fashion. But the fans see things very differently for some reason. Could it be wishful thinking? Could it be some people are Dillian Whyte fans? I don't know, but all I can tell you is that a lot of people, a lot of my subscribers are saying they feel an upset in the air. There's just something about the atmosphere, there's something about the build-up to this fight that's making them feel like something dramatic is going to happen here, and Dillian Whyte is going to knock Fury out. Now, I did a poll on my YouTube channel, and 48% of people are picking Dillian Whyte. And I have to reiterate, about 99% of the boxing fraternity are picking Fury, okay? But when it comes to my subscribers, only 52% are picking Fury. And again, the majority of the 48% picking Whyte are picking him by knockout. Now, it's not just my channel where you find this kind of thing. I mean, it's not quite as it's not in favor of Whyte on my channel. It's slightly in favor of Fury. But the minority picking Whyte isn't quite as large on some other channels, but it's still substantial. So for example, TalkSport did a poll, and 35% of people subscribed to TalkSport YouTube channel are picking Dillian Whyte. Now, again, this is in stark contrast to the boxing fraternity, in stark contrast to the bookmakers. Last I checked, isn't Dillian Whyte like a 7-1 underdog or something like that? Or Fury 7-1 on? I'm no expert in odds, but it's very, very big in favor of Tyson Fury. And that is just not reflected by what the fans seem to think. So many people saying that they think there's an upset. Now, the thing about an upset happening here, I think it's dependent on Tyson Fury fighting a more static fight, if there's going to be an upset, because Dillian Whyte is not a dedicated pressure fighter. And even if he was, we saw how easily Tyson Fury coped with Derek Chisora, who is a dedicated pressure fighter. So, yeah, I'm not so confident in Dillian Whyte pulling off an upset if Tyson Fury is going to be moving about. But having said that, one of the reasons why a lot of the people have given for picking Dillian Whyte is they believe that Tyson Fury can't move around for 12 rounds anymore. Now, we saw him do it in the first Wilder fight, but there are loads of people saying that they don't think Tyson Fury can do it anymore. And what I will say is, a fighter's legs are usually the first thing to go. We saw that with Muhammad Ali. We saw it with Roy Jones. They still had fast hands going into their 30s, but the legs start to slow down. It was very apparent, of course, when Ali came back after a 3.5-year layoff, fought Bonavena, fought Jerry Quarry, and then Joe Frazier. He didn't have the legs to dance for 15 rounds anymore. He danced for a couple rounds and he was stationary. Frazier pinned him on the ropes and he was wailing away. And that's how their first fight was. Could that be the case with Tyson Fury? There are people who believe, many people who seem to believe, the reason why Fury has actually hired Javon Sugar Hill is not just because he wants to learn a new style and wants to become a knockout artist. They believe it's because Tyson Fury doesn't have the same legs anymore. And so changing his style is out of necessity rather than doing it because he wants to please the fans more. You see what I'm saying? And so they believe that Fury is going to be static in this fight, or more static than we're used to, no matter what. So that's an interesting point. And if Fury is static, then I expect this to be a rough fight for him. I think Dillian Whyte has got a very underrated jab. And as I say, if he's able to get close to Fury, the hand speed that Dillian Whyte has with his combination punches, and there's going to be people raising eyebrows right now. What are you talking about, Dillian Whyte hand speed? Trust me, when he throws that left hook, it's fast. Do you know what I mean? It is fast and it's explosive. And when he's, if you stand right in front of him like Marius Wack did and you allow him to start putting shots together, they're fast punches. I'm not saying it's prime Mike Tyson fast, but it's fast. It's faster than the shots Fury puts together at close range. Yeah, at long range, Fury's got the faster straight shots. But at close range and mid range, Dillian Whyte's got the faster hooks and uppercuts and body shots and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, if Dillian Whyte manages to get Fury into that kind of distance, then it's going to be very, very interesting. And I think quite precarious for Tyson Fury. He's going to need to lean on Dillian. And of course, that's not a legal thing to do, especially if you're doing it excessively. He's going to need to try and drain those legs of Dillian Whyte to take all that starch out of his punches and then maybe wear him down in the mid-late rounds if he can't move about. But for me, if I'm in Tyson Fury's corner, ideally, I just want him to box. And if he does have the legs to do that for 12 rounds, that's what I'd want him to do. Now, if there's an upset here and Dillian Whyte beats Tyson Fury, I think he's going to have to knock Tyson Fury out with one shot. I think he's going to have to, you know, keep him pinned to the ground, because Tyson Fury has got tremendous powers of recovery. We've seen it many times before. So unless Tyson Fury quits, and I know he's a very erratic character, right? If he's got the heart to keep getting up, and you have to imagine he probably will, right, in front of all these fans at Wembley, then Dillian Whyte's going to have to pin him to the canvas. Is Dillian Whyte a good enough finisher if he drops Tyson Fury to, you know, force a referee stoppage or have Fury stay on the canvas for the full 10? If Fury is able to get up from a first knockdown against Dillian Whyte, we know that Fury is very, very good at surviving. We saw it against Deontay Wilder, of course, in two fights. We saw it against Steve Cunningham, Nevin Pikage. There's been other fights where he's got hurt and he survived. His survival skills are good, and they're probably better than Dillian Whyte's finishing skills. So, yeah, if I, in my mind, imagine a scenario where Dillian Whyte wins, I think it's going to have to be some punch of his career. You know, there's this incredible punch that wipes Fury out. You know what I mean? It ends the fight there and then. Because if Fury's still able to get up, he can survive, you know? Get back on his bike, fiddle his way through the fight, get a decision, a controversial decision, whatever. So yeah, those are the scenarios that I've ran through in my head. But as I say, if Fury's able to box and keep it long, he should be able to win fairly comfortably. But it's an if. It's an if. Can he box and keep it long? Does he still have the legs to do that for 12 rounds? I don't know. And of course, Fury can knock Dillian Whyte out. Yeah, he's definitely got enough power to do it, but he has to be sensible about the way he goes about it. He has to make sure he wears him down a bit first, I think. Yeah, he's got the power to knock him out in one round if you caught him with the right shot, but it's dangerous letting them kind of shots go in close proximity when Dillian Whyte's so sharp early. So yeah, those are my final thoughts. If you want, you're probably all watching the very boring undercard at this stage, but if you do want to leave your final thoughts, then drop them in the comment section below and let me know what you guys think. Is that the last thing I wanted to say? There might have been a couple extra points that I wanted to make, but no, may the best man win. And I'm looking forward to this because it's going to answer a lot of questions that I have in my head about Tyson Fury. Again, he's done fantastic things in the heavyweight division, but he's only had 4 world title fights so far, 3 of them being against the same man. And if there's one adage in boxing, which really rings true, if you're a new follower of the sport, the one adage which you will find time and time again rings true is that styles make fights. Boxing is rock, paper, scissors, as Dwyer likes to say. So until you see one guy fight all the other guys out there or most of the other guys out there in all the different styles, then you're never really going to know exactly how good he is until you see him up against all these different guys. And so these are the questions I still have in my head about Tyson Fury. I'm hoping to see some of those questions answered in a few moments' time against Dillian Whyte. So yeah, let me know what you guys think in the comments below.